I don't think that there should be any more wind turbines in this county. We have more than enough, and I have said that from the start, that they're not suitable to this county. They're not suitable for wind energy. It's a no-no. It's outdated. But I just going back to this, I have to say that I find this very, very disturbing, and disturbing on a number of accounts. Number one, I'm led to believe that this incident happened or accident happened last Thursday night or Friday morning, and it's only coming to light now. It's been kept very, very quiet, Catherine, and this is very, very worrying. Now, this turbine, I believe, is only 100 metres away from the public road. Questions are, was the Health and Safety Authority notified on this? And did an accident or was there an incident investigation, did it take place? I mean, I would certainly hope that it did, but if it did, there should be nothing touched, and there should be, that the area should be barricaded off with an inspector on site. You know, and then it leads me to the question, what is the condition of the other turbines in the area and their blades? And this is the third incident in relation, you know, in relation to turbines in the last number of years. We've had the one in Cork or Moore and the one in Nairn, Loch Derry Duff. This is really, really alarming. And I think that it is time that we went back and got the 10 times tip height put back. We have looked for this on the variation and the council, and Alan Kelly overturned it. Now it's going to the High Court in June, I believe. But that's not good enough. I mean, there are people here close to these turbines that are living in fear anyway. And for this to happen again, it's just simply not good enough, Catherine.